community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by The Waffle Window, with multiple locations in Portland and Bridgeport. With a specialty in savory and sweet waffles, The Waffle Window offers seasonal specialties with a twist, serving breakfast and lunch, open daily from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. or later. Lunch was provided by Godey's Texas Style Barbecue, located in Vancouver, Washington at 15640 Northeast 4th Plain Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, Godey's serves Southern cuisine such as barbecue and sandwiches for lunch and dinner. Dinner was provided by Radio Room, located in Northeast Portland at 1101 Northeast Alberta Street. Open daily from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., Radio Room is a lounge that serves new American cuisine and drinks. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of PDX Short Docs on Sunday, April 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mission Theater in Portland. PDX Short Docs is a two-hour program of Portland-related short documentaries created by local filmmakers. This year, there will be several virtual reality short documentaries included in the 6 to 7 p.m. part of the screening. There will also be a Q&A with many of the filmmakers. Again, that's PDX Short Docs on Sunday, April 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mission Theater, 1624 Northwest Gleason Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
You're listening to KBOO, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. We are in our spring drive. Next up is Calculated Conversation. Thank you, Alan, for the wonderful preference. If you'd like to call in to donate, you can call at 877-500-5266. Today's Calculated Conversation has been pre-recorded, and we will be taking pause breaks for pitches through the show. So I know Calculated Conversation is one of the most beloved shows on KBOO, and so if you want to help support the station, this would be a wonderful time to call and show your support. So next up is Calculated Conversation with David and Ken.
Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting. Told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Welcome, welcome. You're now listening to the amazing Calculated Conversation radio show. I'm your host, DJ.
And Cam Jones is in the house.
All right, we back, we back. We doing a satellite version, so you can't call in on this show. We in the comforts of our own home right now.
Righteous.
On carpet. You know, but we definitely live on Instagram.
Righteous.
And so you can log on and check that out if you get a chance. That's at Calculated Conversation.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, man. What's up, Brody?
Oh, not too much. It's a nice Saturday.
Yeah, man.
Rainy days.
I was just telling somebody, man. We got like, you know, we was talking about what to wear, and I was like, we literally got all four seasons in a week here. You know what I mean? You know, that's what it feels like though. So right. You really kind of don't know what to wear, you know. And I'm in the clothing industry, so I'm trying to create. I'm trying to decide if I can get past the hoodies now and start doing t-shirts or at least long sleeves, but I'm nervous, man, because it's like I don't really know what's going to happen with the weather.
Yeah, it ain't no guarantee until like mid-July.
Yeah, exactly. So I still got it. So people need their arms wrapped still, basically. Right.
That's what yesterday I had her mom had dropped Karma off at her second practice, or Thursday. I'll take that back. Thursday had dropped her off and came back here. We knew it was going to be kind of misty or something.
Right.
And, I was making some bacon wrap joints in the oven. So I had them at a low temp, like 295 or something, long and slow. And I went and ended up cutting it up because I knew I had like 20 minutes where I had to go pick her up. At that same time, I had opened the window, opened the blinds a little bit, and about 3 minutes later, I'm sitting on the couch and I'm hearing like sizzling. And I'm like, bro, what is going on? I was like, I didn't even cut the temperature up that much. Like, why is this bacon going ham like that? What is happening right now? Listening. And it wasn't probably till like a good 30 seconds later that it clicked, like, wait, it's raining outside. And looked and saw it going crazy.
You thought it was sizzling?
Yeah, and I thought it was, I thought it was going crazy. And I just immediately thought, like, oh, karma over there getting soaked because they practice outdoors.
Dang.
Yeah, so that was what it was. Then today, it was doing it earlier today. It was going crazy. Or yesterday, it was going crazy. And then sunshine was like 3 minutes later.
Yeah, did it do it, man?
Yeah. That constant flip.
Got to keep your tank top under your hoodie. You never know.
I got a tank top on all the time. I be feeling weird without a tank top under my t-shirt.
Yeah.
I still ain't figured out how to do that. It's too many years I've been doing it to where now I feel like I'm naked or something.
Yeah, it take a while, man, you know, to get used to that.
Yeah. I still ain't there.
I got to wear something, though. If I got a hoodie on or a sweater, but if I'm wearing a t-shirt, man, I'm trying to keep it as thin as possible.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get there one day.
Back in the day when I was young, I wear them 3X tall t-shirts, man.
Is it doubled up?
Yeah. You might wear 2-3 t-shirts back then. You know what I mean? It was little. But now it's like, we getting older, man. Getting chunky, getting love handles. Getting love handles and ain't getting no love, Hey. And it's kind of the time to wear more relaxed shirts.
I tell them.
Just lay down right over the love handles. Just lay down over that.
Hey. it's funny. I don't want to go down a whole rabbit hole in it, but I was, thinking about fashion and looking through like photos over the timeline of the 2000s. Let's just say starting at 2000,
right,
running up until this moment, and seeing how many flips, what was popular. And then it was this idea of like what makes something popular, right? The idea of like where it's rooted at as far as like who was the first person to grab that bigger shirt and wear it, and somebody was like, that's cool, even though everything else was fitting regular.
Right.
Like, who thought JNCO, like, how did that become a thing with this crazy wide leg? Like, how were there not, like, being in now and being like tapered pants and, slimmer leg joints being like the standard, and being like, how was that not always a thing? Like, it looked much better on the shoe, it works in this certain type of way. Or thinking about, sweatpants being the jogger version, and then seeing the wide leg sweats now and being like, yikes, that was a thing.
Yeah, that's a good question, man. As I'm thinking about that deeper, like, I kind of feel like a lot of the trends is set by awkward celebrities.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I can get that.
I kind of feel like if they wear it, they can make something cool that wasn't cool before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's where the skinny jeans came from. Somebody, famous people started wearing those first, from what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've seen on, paying attention to entertainment.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of seen it spread to all the communities as the cool way to dress.
Right.
And then you got older cats, like, from the 90s, like, refusing to cross over.
And they ain't got to do skinny. Like, there's a difference in slim and skinnies. They got different fits, but everything under a wide leg is considered
right. Right. And I'm old school. I'm older, man. It's like, I'm used to wearing bigger jeans, and so I did try the skinny jeans once, but I couldn't get my hand out of my pocket, man.
That's a rough patch.
I was trying to get some stuff out of my pocket, man, and I couldn't, and then my hand wouldn't come back out.
You gotta go up a size and do slims. I found that skinny is not where it's at. I ain't never bought a pair of skinnies, but once I realized that the difference between that there is a slim fit versus a skinny fit.
Yeah, exactly. And so
that understanding.
Yeah,
changed.
I think we're doing the slim fit now. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, and that was hard. It was difficult seeing my whole shoe.
Hey,
for
that
the first
was a transition.
Time.
Right. I was Levi 501s was my thing for like a good 8 to 10 years. And then that transition coming in, now looking at it like, yikes. And I was late to it. I wasn't on the forefront. I wasn't on the cutting edge of the transition. I was resistant to it too.
Yeah, seeing seeing my whole shoe for the first time was a little bit weird.
You said all the logos,
you know, because usually we keep our pants real wide out the bottom.
He said the boot
you,
cut.
You can barely see the end of the shoe string, but those skinny jeans, you know, I'm scared about, man. I'm kind of nervous that, like, you know, if I have a wallet or something, and I'm wearing skinny jeans, every time I walk, it's pushing it hot, closer to the top until it just pop out like a Pop Tart and somebody catch it, like, ooh, got him. Got him. And I look around like, oh man, these little skinny jeans, and pop my wallet out.
Hey, now that's funny.
You know, but yeah, man, you know, not being able to get your hand in your pocket, is that's a little bit rough.
Yeah.
And then when you finally get it out and you pull it back out, you're pulling out all type of extra stuff, your ID fall out, your chapstick hit the floor, you know, you lose a couple dollars.
Hey.
You know, like it gets rough, man. I need room. I need to be able to comfortably
He said, shove you know, it in and shove it out. That's,
man, but, yeah, man, again, everything's been good with me, though. It's been a good year, man. You know, it's just crazy, you know, just making the commitment, I think, to, you know, cutting some people off, you know, that I really didn't want to have to cut off, you know, really making that important, you know, and giving that to the universe and kind of allowing them to give me the power to make these decisions, you know, for a better future, you know, or better experiences,
right.
You know, and in doing so, and then kind of re-collaborating, you know, with different types of people, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I've been sitting at some nice tables, had some nice meetings with some really nice and grown intelligent men, you know, and it's just funny how your energy changes once you start to realize that you have to make certain cuts.
Yeah,
you know, and you never really know why you got to make those cuts, you know what I mean? You just don't understand it, and a lot of times it don't make sense,
and a lot of times though it does make,
and sometimes it does,
it's right there, the answer's right there.
Well, sometimes it makes perfect sense, but right, you don't right. see it because of your personal feelings,
right.
And I feel like, you know, dealing with, you know, being in tune with the bigger powers, you know, the universe and its own vibes, you know, I'm able to not be concerned about those decisions because, I mean, I know that they'll handle it. You know, if that's what they want, then that's just what they want.
Right.
And there's a reason for that. And I don't need to understand what it is at the moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so that's one of the things that I'm grateful for, you know, being able to trust. Because that's, I think that's one of the hardest things for people to do, is to go against their own personal, natural inclinations to do things.
Yeah.
And say, nah, I'm going to just give it to the universe and let them kind of guide me through the vibes that I know was right and was wrong.
Right.
Technically, you know. Right. And I think some people make that decision themselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And when you're making that decision yourself, you're kind of complicating, you know, your connection with the universe, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Because now you're trying to find a reason to go against it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you make your own, like, you know, when you in a toxic relationship, you mm-hmm. know, and you keep going back and back and back and back, and in your back of your mind, you know you're not supposed to be there. You mm-hmm. know it's wrong for you, and you know it's a matter of time before things blow over again, even if they look smooth for a night or two.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of know what this is overall.
Right.
It's like the more you try to justify, saying, she ain't that bad, or he ain't that bad. A lot of dudes do that, you know, or, you know, a lot of females flip out and go crazy and embarrass you in front of everybody, mm-hmm. you know, or a lot of dudes, you know, put their hands on females. So that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like somebody would say something like that, you know, and justify it. And so you're competing with the universe. Right. Against the truth of what you already actually know.
Right.
And the more you go against that, I feel like the more a reason it is for the universe to show you why you must follow, and it will continue to set you back. Mm. You know, over the, and you will have the same experiences pretty much over and over and over until you let them tell you to make another move.
Yeah.
So anyways, I mean, I think doing that has just kind of really helped my life, man, and helped me be more aware of, you know, the people around me, you know, some of the company I keep and some of the conversations I have, you know, and some of the people I sit down with, man, you know, do super dope conversations, you know, and it's like you don't really get in there by holding on to old stuff, you know. Sometimes you gotta just kind of redirect your vibes and, you know, your conversation, you know, and start connecting with people that maybe come from a different place,
right.
You know, and then you'll get in the room and find out y'all actually the same,
right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I don't know, just enjoying that, bro. It's pretty dope, you know. I encourage everybody to, I just want to see everybody and get a piece of that, you know.
Yeah.
So,
as something we want to throw in right quick for the listeners, we've got our sponsorship drive for K-Boo going on this week and next week. So make sure that you guys take a moment out your day, drop a dollar, drop two, drop five, drop a hundred, whatever it is, you know, just to support so we can kind of keep going. And during this show, we're going to have a couple of breaks. We're about to get ready to get into one so that there can be a quick pitch break, and then we'll come back in and continue the conversation where we left off from. So with that being said, we're going to hand it off.
Be right back.
Awesome. Thank you, yeah. Ken. Thank you, David. We so appreciate Calculated Conversation. Guinevere, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Soumya. You know, Calculated Conversation, what an amazing couple of guys.
Yes.
David and Ken.
Oh my God, they're the best.
I know, and they come in every week. They do this show, they put it out to people, and they're always talking about, you know, what's happening with an individual, with how you're feeling, bring it out into the community.
Definitely. One of the big topics they talk a lot about is men and men's emotions, uh-huh. men dealing with anger, with sadness, with relationships. And they have callers call in all the time to the uh-huh. station. And just so we all have that number that if you want to donate to KBOO,
right.
what number can they call?
So give us a call, 877-500-5266. You know, like they said, it's any amount helps. You know, during this session right now, we're asking for $10 a month. It's pretty easy. That's $120 a year. You know, it's just... The support is so helpful and so amazing, and it helps keep all these programs going.
Let's say that for this show, we want to raise $400.
Uh-huh.
That's our goal.
It's 300, but 300. That's good. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe my goal is 400.
Yeah, we're looking to raise
I'll
that.
I'll put in that other 100.
And bringing that around full circle, we want to give a shout out to Joel. New member.
Thank you, Joel.
From Lake Oswego.
Oh, that's amazing.
And thanks, Joel, for picking up that phone and doing it.
That is exactly what we want to hear. So, Calculated Conversation, two African-American men, two men talking about things that are happening in their community, happening uh-huh. to themselves.
Uh-huh.
They're bringing their community through the radio. They're bringing... all kinds of people call into the show who have questions, who have concerns, who want help dealing with things. I know that there's a lot of people out there right now who listen to the show regularly, and the mm-hmm. best thing you can do mm-hmm. to support their show is to...
give us a call.
Give us a call.
877-500-5266. Or to make it even easier, go online at kboo.fm. And then I found out this morning... Mm-hmm. We also, you know, if you do app stuff, if you really like using apps, we have an app.
Who doesn't love using an app?
right? And the beautiful thing about that app is you just push it, and it has a really nice big donate button right there.
Oh, beautiful.
And the thing is like, you know, this Calculated Conversations is on the air because of everybody who has started their membership, has donated through all the, you know, the drives this last year and the drives before that, and all of our members, you know, all of those donations help support the station and keep it going.
Yes. And every little bit helps, whether you can donate your time, mm-hmm. you can donate $5 a month, you can donate $100 a year, $500 a year. All of that adds up. It provides the equipment for the station. It pays the staff.
Mm-hmm.
It allows us to have music in the station, which is a huge part of our programming.
Right, right.
And Guinevere, I know that you also do a show for the Queer Boo Hour, and that's a very important show for your community and for the community at large. And yeah. I just want to say thank you to you for doing that.
Well, thanks. And thanks for doing the board op so many times and supporting us from that side. And, you know, we both volunteer here.
Mm-hmm.
We both put our time and energy in, number one, because we like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun to be on the radio. It's a great community right here. There's the staff that's here in support of everything that we want to do as volunteers, as members. And then there's all the volunteer people. There's 500?
Over 500 volunteers. And Guinevere and Jean and I, we are all members of marginalized communities, and this is a place where our voices get to be heard. We get our perspective out to the community, and we share that with you. We really want you to be part of that experience with us, and one way you can do that is by donating and supporting the station.
And give us a call then with your donation at 877-500-5266. We have phone operators just waiting here, standing by, waiting to take that call. They would love to talk to you. There's also all kinds of appreciation gifts, T-shirts and beanies and bags and hoodies. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Go online at kboo.fm.
So we'll go back to the show. And again, if you want to support the station, you want to support Calculated Conversation and David and Ken, please call in and donate. We would be so appreciative. Back to the show.
Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting. Told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying.
Be right back. Yep, back in the house.
Yes'm.
Cal Con. That's our hood name.
I'm a fan of that. I find myself using that more and more now.
Cal Con?
Yeah. Yeah. Just as
the, my only thing is that's like a transformer, man. I feel like I'm gonna turn into a car or something, man, if I keep using that name.
Not to be confused with Con Air.
Right.
Yeah, Con.
Right.
So one of the things I know we had discussed offline, and you know, after the last show, and then coming up about the idea of getting more interaction with mental health professionals, and trying to make that a part of the show, along with understanding, I think, just the importance of that. I think, you know, we were talking, what was that? That was last weekend after the men building conference. We had sat and kind of went back and forth and just understanding, you know, the value in that. And I think the more I know for myself, the more that I develop and the more that I'm seeing, you know, the what's out there, like, you know, having a bunch of connections with people, but then also having the things I just want to be able to let go. And I think, like most people, it's this idea of wanting to be able to talk things out and process with, without the judgment or the feeling that this is going to make it from this person to that person and then start going around. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then also, too, not even necessarily just with problems. I think, you know, we think of counseling and mental health based on having an episode of, you know, about with depression, or, you know, having a relationship issue, or having a issue with the children, whatever it may be. You know what I mean? Right. It's this idea that you wait until something big happens, as opposed to just mental wellness, right? And taking the time out just to kind of go and stay updated on things you can do. These are people who have definitely been trained, put in a lot of time in knowing, understanding, having a deeper understanding of how just the human mind works and the effects of the way that it works for good and for bad.
Right.
And being able to get some feedback as far as different tasks, different things you can do to kind of help pull yourself down. You know, so many of us in general, I think, dealing with anxiety and all kind of stuff that on the outside, it looks regular.
Right.
But on the inner, we know what's happening. And sometimes just being able to get some feedback and understanding that it's not just me. This isn't normal. Right. This is me. This is who I am, and coming to grips with that, and then going and speaking with somebody who understands.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And even if they don't understand it from a point of this is something they suffer from, this is something that they've studied. They know the science behind it
and dealing with it. Right.
So, you know, and then to take the stigma off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not mental health. It's not just for the crazy dude in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? It's not just for that. So trying to take the stigma back and understanding that, by being able to open up, and I think especially for us men, about the idea of being able to take some of the toxicness and some of the structures that we've built up that we don't even see it being necessarily toxic. It's just a way in which we've operated in survival mode for so long.
Right.
It's no different than the way people were raised, you know, in religions and so on, and they have these beliefs. You're going to have somebody that does not believe any of that, right? Because they have no understanding. But for you, you're wholehearted rooted in this because this is what's been taught to you
right.
since a child, and you're living that, right? Right? And not understanding, though, that could possibly have an effect, you know, that's hindering your performance and your progression, your successes.
Right.
And so taking that stigma away, and it's like, bro, it's okay to be able to go talk. And I feel like in general, in the zeitgeist of just like the media world and people having a platform to speak, this gets addressed more often.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's more and more people talking about them, you know, they'll throw it in a conversation, like seeing my therapist or went and talked to.
Right.
And now it's no longer like, eh?
Right, right.
Like, what?
Right,
what's wrong
right,
with you?
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And it's just wanting to keep now, wanting that to trickle down though, through the places and the spaces we're used to inhabiting.
Mm-hmm.
The places that we know, the places that are kind of the fringes of where this gets to lastly.
Right.
And making this okay. So I just, you know, I think you bringing that up, it's been running through my mind, and I see that
yeah.
you've been reaching out and making some connections on that.
We got some good connections for that, man. And remember, listeners out there, if you're a professional in the field, you can touch bases with us. Give us a call at the show on the live show, or email us, you know, at calculatedconversations@gmail.
Yes.
Hit us up on IG at calculatedconversations or our Facebook page, Calculated Conversation Radio Show. But either way, you know where to find us. You know, I just want to learn. I feel like I'm a little bit ignorant, you know, when it comes to that. You know, and I also feel like, you know, I also feel guilty because, I mean, I almost feel like we're kind of created to make fun of people with mental illness.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and but not really knowing that they're actually ill and just thinking that it's funny, you know. And so I'm trying to learn more about it. And I have a lot of questions, you know, pertaining to my experience with other people,
mm-hmm.
how and why certain people change and just kind of like switch their whole energy and I don't recognize them no
right.
more.
Right.
You know, I want to know why all this is happening, you know, because it actually bothers me, you know, because I lost some good people, you know, behind things like this that I think might be contributed to mental illness, you know, but I'm not really sure, but I actually want to learn more about it so I can become educated.
Think about how almost every, let's say every inner city USA, every neighborhood has a crazy _ insert name.
Yeah.
There's a crazy so-and-so that we grew right. up with, mm-hmm. right? That's that. It was just written off. Our parents knew that person. We knew that person. We would run from them. We would do whatever, right?
Yeah.
And it was this idea that wasn't a person overall.
Mm-hmm.
It got painted as, oh, that's, they just crazy. It's written off as crazy
mm-hmm.
and left over there. And I think that's one of those things that we have to take into account when we're dealing with people, and you think about why their reactions are so intense or so skewed based on
right.
whatever might have set that off. Seeing how other things affect that, like alcohol, drugs, whatever it may be,
right.
and seeing these flips that come. And is this something that that is a consistent? Are these people in a place that they can't get out of? Because right. once we write them off as that person crazy,
right.
there's no longer a thought in our head really to try to dig into it because we've already put them in the crazy box.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm saying we, I'm just saying in general for the listeners, it's just, you know, a general thing, at least in the communities I grew up in. I'm sure David's similar experience.
Yeah,
throwing them in this box and that's who they are and that's that. Not understanding that, you know, sometimes it's we've all been in a situation, right, where we've asked somebody something, somebody that might have been quiet, somebody that might have been a little quirky, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever ask somebody a question, or I feel like we've all been here, but asking somebody a question that was maybe rather simple, and then this person answers the question and then starts going into all kind of other stuff
mm-hmm.
that's like really affecting them. They're going right. into their yeah. personal, and it was yeah. like, yikes. Like all of, you know, your first thought is like, I just asked like, how was your day? And
right.
and now we right. we here, right?
Right.
But understanding that sometimes that's how that spills out.
Right.
Yep. It spills out in ways like that.
Right.
I think that where a lot of people find that is like music, right? There's a lot of people that if you listening to actually what's coming out in these songs, line for line, how much of their trauma, their pain, their experience,
mm-hmm.
and their mental health battles come out through this.
Yeah.
And again, that's something where it's a bigger platform to be able to have. But then on your day to day, it's just like paying attention to those little pieces that kind of hit and pop up and it throw a question mark like, how, what? But understanding if they had somebody to consistently be able to have conversations with.
Exactly.
That they did not feel like they would be judged, they would be looked at a different type of way. Right. How much of this stuff could get processed and that person could actually level up some and be able to deal with this and manage it.
Right?
Not so much a cure, but the idea of being able to manage it, being able to recognize it and being able to pull it in with some of the tools given by these mental health professionals.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, we have to take a lot of accountability, man, for how we've treated mental health, you know, in the past. I just want to be more accountable to it, you know, like you said, bro. It's just destroying a lot of lives, man, and a lot of families, you know, and so many friendships, and you know, I just don't think we understand it. We don't respect it enough for what it is. And so I just thought maybe it'd be a good idea. And we can do this. I think we should do it more than one. I think we need a few shows.
Definitely should just be different. I feel like it should be a consistent part of the show.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like at least once a month or something. Yeah. Like we got to have a mental health, you know, because several of them reached out. You know what I mean? And they're happy to come and explain and break down some of the details of what exactly it is and how you deal with it, you know. And I'm excited to hear it, man, honestly, because I want to know.
Yeah, and even to be able to pose not only our personal questions, but also being able to pull in the listeners who may not want to call in, may not want to send an email because it's attached to their name, you know what I mean? Yeah, but just something that is a place for people to kind of be anonymous, to throw something out, maybe have, you know, cipher through, pull three questions out, something just to be able to kind of give it in that way and being able to set up a platform almost for people.
Right.
I think that could be dope.
Yeah, so I'm definitely excited about that, man.
I like the idea and the concept around that. I think that, you know, definitely people take in things many ways. Like, I read a ton, right? So I read a lot of what would be considered self-help books and trying to just understand human nature, trying to understand, you know, my thinking errors and so on. But that's more or less just being taken in. I'm not talking back to the book.
Right.
I'm basically trying to self-diagnose.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just checking you out.
Exactly. But I feel like it's a situation of being good at being able to kind of see other people's things and put stuff together. I've always felt like even since a kid, I make a decent therapist, right?
Right.
But the idea that being able to give this, what was it? Jhené Brown. I remember she was doing a talk and she's in that field of psychology and just understanding humans, was talking about when she had to go do therapy and how hard that was because she essentially, this is what she was trained in.
Right.
And found how much that benefited her in her life, but how hard it was for them to break through. And I want to make sure to touch on that in just a second because we're about to get ready to go off to another break for another part of this drive. We want to make sure again that you guys is keeping shows like this rolling on along.
Supporting the movement.
Exactly. So, Kaibu, you know, we funded by y'all. We keep this going because of y'all. And we want to make sure to keep giving this to y'all. So, with that being said, again, we're going to pass it off for the pitch break.
Pass it off.
Our springtime pitch break. I'd like to thank all of you that are listening out there to Calculated Conversation with David and Ken. You know, Somia, he said something about he's not talking back to the book, and I was just thinking, you know, if he ever decides to talk back to the book, I want to watch that.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
So I feel like there was a lot that they covered in that spread of time. They talked about mental illness. They talked about African-American people who have mental illness and what that can do to a community. And I don't think that conversation is really happening in any other media platform in the city. And so that's just one of the reasons why you should call.
Absolutely. You know, what keeps Calculated Conversation on the air and David and Ken coming around is your donations. These things that are on the air like this, they are so helpful to us individually and also in the community. So we're asking for your support and give us a call at 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
And we're trying to raise $300 in this show. We've had a few people call in already, so thank you so much for calling and donating. If you can donate $5 a month, that's amazing. If you can donate $10 a month, again, we so appreciate your donation. If you listen to the show regularly and you want to be part of this station, part of this community, donating is a wonderful way to be part of what's happening here, including Calculated Conversation.
Yeah, and it's, and you know, it's more than that too. It's like you can come down to the station. If you came down at the right time, you could actually meet David and Ken. You could like listen to their show in the lobby. There's so much connection going on here, and it keeps going because of your donations. You know, if you're new in town, if you've just started listening to KBOO, you've been flipping around the radio, you know, become a member. Think about becoming a member, doing a monthly donation. It's easy. People here on the phone or online, it's so easy to call in and set up a monthly donation out of your account or your credit card. Whatever's easy for you, we're ready to do.
And I know that we have some gifts that we are giving away if people donate. Could you tell us a little bit more about
those? I can. And it's like, you know, there's several different things going on. There is t-shirts and hoodies and tote bags, beanies, a couple of different shirts, the Democracy
I
Now!
Love that
t-shirt.
Hoodie. That hoodie is so cool.
Right? So give us a call at 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Our phone operators can go through all the different ways you can donate, the amounts that you'd like to donate, and then our appreciation gift for doing that.
And I just want to reiterate again that if you're someone who listens to Calculated Conversation every week without fail, I know David and Ken appreciate your listenership. And
absolutely.
I appreciate it as well. I'm the board op on that show. Mm-hmm. And one way that you can show your support, that you're listening, that you're learning, is to either donate your time or donate your money to the station. And that will allow shows like Calculated Conversation to be on the air. And it will also allow other shows like Calculated Conversation mm-hmm. to be on the air. So we want to broaden the perspectives.
Yeah. I mean, we have a wide range of, you know, public affairs type shows like Calculated Conversations. We have a wide range of language programs that are put out in Spanish and several. I don't even know all the different languages, but there's several.
Yes, there's many different languages that are being represented by the station. There's many different communities being represented. Uh-huh. Gwen and I are both part of those communities that are not generally represented in mainstream media, and this place provides a platform for us to share our truth, for us to share our perspective in a real and honest way.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteers power the station, and there is a very dedicated, loyal staff who keeps this place running and keeps everything 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
It's amazing. There is somebody in this room all the time, and there is equipment being used all the time. So your mm-hmm. money goes not only to staff and music, but also the equipment and all the paper, everything that you need to make a station run.
There's a lot, there's a whole lot that goes on in the background here. You know, and I'd like to invite you down. We are at 20 Southeast 8th, right off of Burnside. You know, usually during the week, you just walk right in and say hi, and you want to meet somebody. You'll get a tour. You'll get to see what goes on and what goes on in supporting the station. All of this. And while you're doing that, you could make your donation then. Or you could call 877-500-5266. Set up a monthly donation. Give a one-time donation. All of it is really appreciated.
So we're going to send it back to the show. And again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. The station would not be here without you. And that is such a beautiful thing to have in Portland. So back to David and Ken.
It's so coming back in, I want to make sure I touch on that last point, which was the idea too. Part of being dealing in the world of mental health is making sure to kind of let that, you got to let that wall down, because there's a lot of people that talk about not things not working for them.
Right.
And it's like, did it work for you, or were you still going in there with your full armor on?
Right.
You
exactly. know what I mean? Yeah.
Did you go in there with the full armor on? Like, yeah. I mean, armor is meant not to be pierced. So you got to take that off in order to get touched, right? In order to be able to actually open up. So being able to do that, I think you going back and referring just to that Ms. Brown and what it took for her, where she was like, this was over a year that it took, because as they're analyzing her, she's analyzing back.
Right.
It was this back and forth. But once she was able to get past that, and the person that she was dealing with was able to get past that, what it actually did for her.
Mm.
And taking that into us trying to move forward.
Right.
Because we can't just be looking for feedback right. that aligns with what we thought already.
Right, right. Exactly.
That feedback. Exactly. I am the poster child for taking the feedback that's gonna counteract what it is my way of, because even if I don't necessarily agree with it,
right.
it's still something for me to start processing.
Right.
And I'm a processor, bro. I take in the info, and in that moment, I may not even have too much to give back right in the moment.
Right, right.
Right there. Because I'm saying this is your experience, this person's experience. So trying to take that in and really actually dealing with that and process and seeing how somebody taking myself out of me and being like, how could they see it this way?
Right. Right.
Oh, yikes. Okay. Now I see that.
Now it makes sense.
Right. So again, people, make sure to check in if possible. And there's so many resources out there. We'll make sure to follow up with some actual resources, name by name, some links, whatever it may be, to be able to put people in contact. But it's sliding scale. There's people who would do this for $20 a session,
right?
$40 a session, right. You know, but right. just it's worth getting into.
Yeah, just, you know, conversation, you know, generally can make people feel a lot better. You know what I mean? I think one of the things that gets people comfortable is like just feeling understood and appreciated. Yeah. And I think a lot of people believe that if they be honest and transparent, that they still won't be understood or appreciated. So they just kind of hide all that to themselves, you know. You know, and also we kind of, you know, we train to look at the truth as a negative thing sometimes, you know, and that kind of thwarts, you know, efforts to, get down to the bottom of the issues mm-hmm. a lot of the times. Because you got to be able to deal with that truth, though. And I think that's the first step, you know. And so that's why I want the truth on this mental health stuff, so I can understand what I'm doing and what my role can be as a human being right. out here, and knowing that, you know, it's highly likely that every day you're gonna come across somebody that's mentally ill. Man. And there's a certain way that, you know, you need to communicate and respect and, you know, kind of be accountable for how you're treating them.
Right.
I think, you know, and what you're saying to them and what energy that you build with them, because their mindset is obviously already naturally in a different place.
Yeah.
You know,
and this idea, the same way we deal with people when somebody catches the flu, when somebody is visibly sick, we react to that and we respond to that. You know, we're nurturing, we're mm-hmm. we're understanding when it's on the exterior. And the thing I think we all of us miss is the mental part of it. Mm-hmm. It's in here. You can be beautiful, you can be tall, striking, you can be in shape, you can be all these things right. that's picture perfect image of what's a perfect person, right? By whatever standards that you live by. That has nothing to do with what's going on in somebody's head.
No.
You know what I mean? And there's many of us in general who have learned through life just to deal.
Right.
Right?
Right.
We've learned to deal. We've learned to mask certain things. And so you think of people who bring the most joy to the world, typically comedians, right? Mm-hmm. Get a whole room to let go of their stresses, their fears, right. their whatever in that moment.
Right.
But if you talk to a lot of them behind the scenes or see their life behind the scenes,
right.
it's the most. And they've learned to deal with it in a way of making a joke out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Right.
And that's not saying all comedians, of course, but right. just seeing how many examples we have of tragic ends or meltdowns that seem to came out of nowhere, because this person was always laughing, always happy. And that's not the benchmark for mental health.
Right, exactly. That's it's nothing not to do
it.
With it.
That correlation is not there. And some people are able to deal better than others, mm-hmm. which is great, you know, but that doesn't mean they don't need it just as much as this person who's exhibiting these wild behaviors on the regular.
Right. So, exactly. And sometimes it's probably different levels of it. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, you don't know what level somebody could be on. And maybe if we acknowledge that, we can see somebody on their way to struggling mentally and, you know, kind of come in there and try to intercept or support. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely excited about that, man. Yes. You know, I was looking, I was also checking out the news or whatever, you know, and I seen like a lot of, it's funny, man, you know, with the death of Nipsey Hussle, like,
R.I.P.
Just, you know, and rest in peace, you know, to that young brother, man, that was really out here standing for something, you know, and I don't know, it just makes me think of legacy, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, why I always talk about legacy and the fact that you not gonna be here too long, you know, like I feel like we all think we got a lot of time and we always gonna be
all
here
all the time,
and so we you know, so we do things and act in ways, you know, that make it look like we just don't have a lot of time, you know, all we gonna always be able to fix this or work with this later, you know, and
tomorrow,
and it's like, I don't know, he just done so much in his time, you know, his short time, that, you know, that's the way, you know, legacies are created and left, and, you know, the world has changed. And even deeper than that, I see some of the rivalhoods in LA coming together at his store, and I was blown away, because now I'm thinking, like, is this dude got the power to really unite, you know, gangs and decrease black on black crime at this rate? You know what I mean? And what if? And I see him doing some stuff like that in Portland too. So I'm thinking, like, what if the whole country pick up on this?
And they have been. That's the wild thing.
You know what I mean? Like, did he have that much power? Like,
we're realizing this roll out. I think we're watching it. Like, think of the vigils that were held in places. We were talking last night on the podcast about, like, spots in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Connecticut, though. Right. That's not something that would ever pop in my head thinking about a West Coast, and I'm air quoting, gangster rapper, right? The label that gets thrown on whatever type of music.
Right.
But seeing the impact, seeing somebody sad, and I talked about this last night, is that I've been on record saying that I don't understand how people get emotional about a celebrity dying. I've been on record saying that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time in my life, like, sadness, right? And then mixed in with, you know, other things just going on and being like, why am I affected by this? Because I was connected with the words being said in a way that I don't think I have ever before.
Right, exactly.
I like a lot of music, like a lot of things, but the way the connection, and then realizing that it's not just, this is on all levels. This ain't just the hood. This is going to your platforms, EA Sports, Puma, these big, like, putting things out, and consistently across the board, everybody pretty much saying the same thing about this person.
Yeah.
We talk about being transparent. Right. What? Look at any interview where he's sitting at these tables with these label execs, and he's still him. Dickie cutoffs, high socks, and the same mission that he was on from the beginning was the same mission that he ended on.
Yep.
We got to watch that come to fruition, and it's a bit different. There's a lot of people that think about Tupac, and as far as the generation in which I'm connected to it, I've said this before, I was too young to understand Pac's rage and anger at that point.
Right.
So this is for my generation and the ones right around it. This is the connection.
Yeah.
But then the impact has been something way bigger. I don't know if that's because we have the advantage of socials and all that, but this has not been the way people have been connecting, right? Like the tributes. Mm-hmm. I've seen some amazing art.
Yeah.
Some amazing art coming out of this. I've seen people, the amount of quotables and the amount of people that have talked about what this has sparked in them to keep pushing. Do you know the LAPD, the Los Angeles Police Department?
Right.
Standing up for this man's name.
Yep.
Do absolutely. You know how deep your impact got to be for the police department, man, to step in?
Yeah.
To step in and have a say, and the person actually announcing this and talking about this seeming like conflicted, like seeming like there was something in him that connected and identified.
Yeah.
The amount of stories coming out, though, not just the things that were public, but the people coming out and having these connections with him, and again, it being consistent. And what that's doing, though, I think is changing this energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing this energy because it's showing that you can be true to who you are. Yes. And that if you have this and push through and stay consistent with that, that's what's going to resonate.
Yes, absolutely, man. It's a wonderful story, man. Like, it's powerful, you know. Definitely one of the most powerful, you know, scenarios in our lifetime to be able to witness this, you know, and these transformations that people are looking to make now because of his death,
man.
You know, and that legacy. And you got to just think about the power behind who he was, man. Like, you know, nobody has ever been able to have this kind of impact around the country on street gangs.
Coming from where we come from.
Nobody, bro. And so, you know, much blessings, man. Rest in peace to Nipsey. You know, I think they're starting to honor this man by continuing to do what he was trying to do.
Yes.
And when it comes to the police chief, you know, that's possible because of what we always talk about on our show is coming from different places, but realizing we're not that much different in the end. And this police, this LAPD chief, you know, officer, whoever he was, he knows that him and Nipsey had the same mission.
Man.
You know what I mean? He understands that. You know, and that could happen a lot more in our community. I just hope that inspires a lot of people, man.
It will. Honestly. And one last thing to wrap that little piece up is just the idea that look at, it sucks that a woman lost her husband, two kids lost their father.
Yeah.
But in the long run, they're going to be able to look back at this and see the impact that they pops had.
Right.
This is what they get. This is what they get. Is so many people that lose a parent to just dumbness.
Right.
This was still dumbness, but the impact that was had based on that, that's legacy.
Right.
That's something to pick up and run with and to be proud of.
They're going to be proud children, proud, you know, widow or whatever for the rest of their lives.
Man.
Proud of their dad always, man. So that's amazing. Right there. They're going to be, their head going to be high.
Hey.
Their whole life. You know what I mean?
Yes. So again, we got to jump back in, toss it on over to the wonderful people pitching this program for y'all.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, David and Ken, for throwing it back to us. Absolutely. Guinevere, what do you have for me?
Hey, I got some really interesting stuff. It's like if you think about calculated conversation and the impact that David and Ken have on the Portland area and the listeners at this time, it's like there's a whole bunch of areas that have an impact in the community. And some of the impacts of supporting KBOO are, you know, making space in the community for people to come and talk about their work on air.
Mm-hmm.
There's the KBOO news that goes off in the morning and the evening all week. There's volunteers that are being trained in engineering and broadcast journalism. And what's really cool is there's a mentor youth collective. So these are just a few of the impacts of supporting KBOO. And we are asking you to call at 877-500-5266. Go online at kboo.fm and become a member or give a donation. You can do it monthly. You can do it all at once. $10 a month is a great amount. You know, and to continue with the impacts, it's like connecting people in the community, empowering people to learn how to lift barriers to access, address root causes, and support individual and collective agency through beloved community trainings. Like, the amount of trainings that go on here at KBOO are amazing.
There's trainings all the time for all so many different time. Things, whether it's technical, whether it's about recording, whether it's about FCC regulations, which are very important to the station. Beloved community, I took a hip-hop class here, which was amazing. And there's just so many things that the station offers.
It's amazing. So pick up the phone, go online. The number here is 877-500-5266. Line up a really good donation. Get our appreciation in any number of gifts that are available.
And every membership counts. So it even if like thousands of people are members at this station, and so each person donates a little bit, whether it's their time, whether it's money, and all of that contributes to the health and vitality of this community. And when you donate, you're really contributing to being part of the community. You're mm-hmm. not an outsider. We really see the members as being vital parts of what's going on at the station. And once again, just like Calculated Conversation, there's so many diverse voices and perspectives that this independent community radio station offers to the world, all across the world,
all across, you know,
podcasts.
We say this is a local community-based radio station, and it is, but it's also international.
It's regional, listen. International, national, mm-hmm. like every...
It's all
probably
over.
Aliens are listening right
probably.
Now.
Probably. They're picking up the signal. So, Samia, question for you.
Yes.
How many hours of programming do you think is done locally right here at KBOO?
How many hours?
A year.
A year?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess 40,000.
7,500. 40,000.
That's what I meant.
That's a lot of hours.
Well, my math isn't that great.
Right. No, that's a lot of hours. 7,500 hours of programming every year is made here locally. That's, mm-hmm. you know, we sponsor other shows that are done, but we do those locally.
What's that number again?
7,500. But the phone
Very
number
impressive.
For your donation is 877-500-5266. Give us a call.
Or go online at kboo.fm/give, and you can donate online 24 hours a day. There's a big button on the website. It's very easy to use. And the museum... The station really needs your... Sorry, I work at a museum. That's why I said that. But the station really...
It's kind of like a museum.
The station appreciates your support. We need your support. And back to David and Ken.
Thanks, Samia.
So now that we're back in, want to make sure to touch on the thing we've all been waiting for. Which is that Calculated Conversation anniversary get together. We got it 4/26, meaning April 26th, from 7 to 9.
Mingle Lounge.
And we're gonna make sure to throw out some kind of flyer. We'll get out the address for now. You can just Google Mingle Lounge. We got that set up. We'll give some more details along the way. The setup, as we've got it kind of mapped out, is to be more of a Q&A session. We'll get together and mm-hmm. go back and forth and just give some of the highlights of the show over the past year.
It's going to be on a Friday.
Friday.
So plan on keeping your comfortable clothes in the car so you don't have to go all the way home after work.
Right. Just head to it. So yeah, we excited for this. We finally got it dialed in. We've been teasing it for a minute now.
Yeah.
Had a setback, but now we got it locked in and we're gonna make it happen. So make sure you guys show up again. April 26th, 7 to 9 PM, Mingle Lounge.
Friday.
With that being said, make sure to check us out on all the socials. David, drop that bomb zone.
Okay, at Twitter, we at Calculated Talk.
Bam.
Instagram at Calculated Conversation.
Bam.
Gmail's Calculated Conversation at Gmail.
Bam.
Send love mail, no hate mail.
Yes.
Okay, and the website is www.calculatedconversation.com. And the Facebook is Calculated Conversation Radio.
Essentially, calculated everything.
Yeah, just calculate it all, you know. And get your results proper.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to this, tell another friend.
This and this equals this.
That's not a, that.
Right. This and this equals this.
Hold up. This ain't entertainment. It's fucking and don't a slave ship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense. That's why I dove off the deep end without a life jacket. Couple mil, tour the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be mad if I slave for some wankers. Arrows, I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classes. Ran a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have dedication. Hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. It's dedication.
You're listening to 90.7 FM, KBOO, Portland.
Girl in the cut of sheet, she's like,